This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, June 3rd. Well, the wheat markets continued to weaken yesterday. We had Chicago down 7, Minneapolis down 5, but Kansas City was down 12. And of course, we've got harvest ongoing. That's obviously adding to the pressure just from a seasonal perspective, but better rain opportunities across Europe and the Black Sea are what's adding another element of negativity to the market. So the wheat market, which had a nice little rally to it here a couple weeks ago, because of dryness returning to Europe and potential dryness in the Black Sea, that has definitely changed. The Black Sea's had good rain, and the forecast is for more very good widespread soaking rains across virtually most of wheat country across the Black Sea. That includes all of Ukraine, almost all of Western Russia, and most of Southern Russia. And even the spring wheat areas of Russia and Kazakhstan are slated to get good rain. So that just really pulls the bullish tone away from the market. And Europe, it's going to be dry here for a few days yet, but then the rains are expected to be widespread and plentiful there too. So we don't have that continuing upside momentum as far as the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. Here in the U.S., it's still very dry in the Western Plains, but I think the market clearly has pretty much factored that in. The harvest is moving along. That heat and dryness will certainly speed it up. And as you get in, even into the lower yielding areas, that could be supportive to the market, but I don't think it'll be enough to really establish a bull trend. You're going to have production problems in the rest of the Northern Hemisphere, and that just does not appear to be in the cards. So we could see KC still gain on Chicago if the yields are disappointing or if you run into some harvest delays. But I think generally speaking, the wheat market, while probably it's already found its major low here a few weeks back, upside momentum is going to be tough as we work our way through the harvest. And you got to look for around the combines to be in mid Kansas before you would even think about the market having a reduction of harvest pressure. And then that the harvest would, of course, start in soft red country, and that would probably keep the pressure on Chicago through mid-July or so, early to mid-July. And as far as the row crops go, you know, we got a lot of heat across the central plains and into the western and northern Midwest, but that's just lasting for a few days. And then after that, they do call for more rain. So as long as the rains are coming, even the heat won't be much of a mover for the market. Unless you get really hot and dry into the pollination phase of mid to late July, which is a little bit earlier than normal because the planting pace is faster than normal. But that's the next, I think, window of where the market would really take off and obviously support wheat. But at this point, we just don't have the long-range forecast suggesting that you're going to have drought conditions across the Midwest. Some are suggesting it'll stay above normal temperature and below normal precip. Others are saying that the precip will be there, and that goes a long way to making a crop. Rain makes grain, even in heat. You know, if it gets too hot, obviously that would affect pollination, but it's the hot and dry that really takes a toll on pollination. So we just don't see that. Egypt bought 120,000 tons of Ukraine wheat at $210 delivered, and that's about in line with where the market expected it to be. It's a $30 discount to old crop sales, but that's pretty much the discount that we saw a year ago. So no big surprises there. And there weren't any U.S. offers. We've outpriced ourselves in the market here pretty fast. And so it's pretty much a Black Sea market. Even European Union was not able to participate in that. So it was all Ukraine. I would imagine Russia is going to take note, even though Russian domestic prices continue to creep higher. They're not going to want to let the Egyptian business get away. This is for new crop delivery. It doesn't appear, as long as the rains are coming to the Black Sea, the ag minister, I'm sure, will stand back and allow new crop to be booked, even though old crop sales have been halted. Same thing with Ukraine, but they're selling new crop. And again, Russia's not going to let that happen for very long and not participate in that sale. So what I look for here is wheat market probably chop around. Harvest will keep a lid on things. Disappointing yields here in the U.S. will probably be supportive, but by and large, it's going to be very difficult to sustain a rally until mid-June, until probably late June, actually. Until you get well into Kansas, you're going to continue to see cash pressure be an issue, especially if we don't see a production problem develop in Europe or the Black Sea. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.